Sector.
Yeah. Well, tell Lee White to talk to Senator Hayden. Tell him I want to do what could be done. Yes?
Dr. Heller's back in his office. May we get him for you? Secretary McNamara's on 90.
All right. Now, what did I call McNamara about?
I called McNamara about the Bundy thing, about this thing right here, I think, about the Russians.
Mr. President.
We had a good day, and I don't know how many more good ones we got.
I thought you had a terrific day.
We went in. I made that commitment on Warner Robins.
Sure.
I said, as long as I'm president, we're not going to close it up.
Right.
We're not going to contract it out. And
you're absolutely right. And I got the letter off to Vinson, and we called him, and we're going to have him issue a statement down there based on this letter that says we've got all this strength and $30 billion and so on.
Now, I've got to get some more things. We've got a message here this morning through my ambassador, Kohler, that he had his meeting with Kosygin, and Kosygin told him about what Dobrynin had told us. There's nothing new or fresh. I told Mike Bundy to bleed that any way he could to show that we were exchanging messages and that we were communicating with each other, and we weren't trying to figure out how to murder each other, but we were trying to figure out how to live in the world. I wish that if you could find any high-level report of any kind that you could make to me, or any recommendations that you could make to me, or any summary of improvements that had been made in military assistance, or thing in Latin America, I don't know what.
Yeah.
Just anything in a high level field that you could dig up over there. I'm just crying for it. All of my people nearly, Walter Jenkins is gone, and he didn't originate it, but he helped a lot. Now Bill Moyer's got a officer that's flaring up on him. I have to keep Jack Belenti and Watson traveling with me. I really don't have anybody but you, and I need Walt Rostow or somebody of that type, Bundy, some of you that can get a couple of good things for me every day, almost to the point of manufacturing them. If I had to sit down and send a letter to Earhart and say, I propose so-and-so, or consider so-and-so, or any of those things, I've got to do it. When I was a kid working for a congressman who was relatively inactive, I would write to Secretary of Agriculture and advocate he buy some eggs so the chicken price would go up. And then I'd release it, and anybody writes to a cabinet officer, that's where he got it front page. Now, we need to be doing some of those things, and I keep talking about them, but I don't have them when I come in. And I just speak my throat out. I got in 2 o'clock this morning, and I met with CEOP this morning, and I met with the Foreign Secretary this morning, and I met with John Glenn this morning. But I haven't made a damn bit of news. And if I don't get different from Goldwater, people are going to say, well, hell, neither one of them any good. And I'm going to Boston. From Boston, I go to Pittsburgh to Evansville, Indiana, and I finish up in Albuquerque, New Mexico tonight. So you can see how much time I've got to give these things. And if you can let your shop run under Vance, instead of going to Vietnam, just to go off in your room and try to figure out if you can get Clark Kerr to report to me on the future of education, or if you can get somebody to give us something on health, or if you can say that here's what we're going to do in space, or call in Jim Webb. I'd like for you to be my executive vice president to try to tell me as chairman of the board what the policies ought to be, because I've got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. That's 6 days. Now, I need to have an overriding international outfit for those, for at least 12, because there's 6 days, morning and afternoon. And what I've got is we had a tax cut, and they just won't listen to it. They're tired as hell of this campaign. People wished it was over with. And what I've got to do, though, is say something that's new and different. Now, would you apply yourself to it, whatever you can get furnished to Bundy, and tell him to get to Bill Wirtz, who's putting in some of these speeches? Kermit Gordon usually got a good idea. I thought he had a pretty good story on the budget yesterday. But he said the president. And every time you refer to the president, you refer to President Lyndon Johnson, because they may think he's talking about Hoover. Thank you. Say, they tell me that Marge is a campaigner.
Well, I hope so. She's having a wonderful time.
Well, it'd be...
Ladyburg was so nice to invite her.
Well, I was happy. Thank you, Bob. Now, you take this over and bring in all your brain trust. Adam Yarmolinsky's, everybody you got over there that can figure out anything. If I have to, whatever I have to propose or suggest or anything else that will make a good story.
Okay, we'll do it.